Nuestra Señora del Camino Parochial Church. Introduction. The Parochial Church of Medina de las Torres, depending on La Orden de Santiago. This is corroborated with the reproduction of the insignia of this Orden found in this church. The church is dedicated to Nuestra Señora del Camino, of which we have a wood carving located in the main retable. The date of construction is thought to be probably from the 14th century, although with later additions, as we will see. Exterior part. North side entrance. It is open to La Plaza de la Constitución. This entrance has a segmental arch, on whose keystone we see the cross of La Orden de Santiago. The arch is flanked by two cylindrical half columns, and there is a structure at the top that combines a semicircular arch with lintelled base, between which we can see a recent mural painting that represents Santiago Matamoros. West entrance and tower. It was rebuilt in 1790 together with the tower, in neoclassical style. It has a lintelled hollow between two pilasters, and also a Baroque finial at the top, a niche containing a grooved iron cross. The tower is cubic in plan, empty inside and open on all four sides in the upper section. South side entrance. Close by a grille, it is very similar to the north entrance, although in contrast to this one, it is set inwards. Once again, we find the segmental arch, in whose keystone we can see the San Pedro's keys, flanked by two cylindrical half columns. It is protected by a portico. Interior part. Apse. The chevet or polygonal apse is in the early Gothic style, covered by a ribbed vault. This space is presided over by its impressive retable, corresponding to the first half of the 16th century. Therefore, it is a Renaissance retable, although with Gothic reminiscence in its architecture. Paintings about sculptures are predominant. There are five: La Virgen del Camino in the first body, the Ecce Homo in the second, and a crucified Christ in the third, with the images of Maria Magdalena and San Juan on each side. All of them are under Gothic small canopies. It is 9 meters wide and 8.5 meters high. It is made up of three sections that unfold like a triptych. It has a total of 9 divisions, all of which are the same, with except the central one, which breaks the horizontality, and 3 floors. The paintings on the panels, now fully Renaissance, depict scenes from the lives of the Virgin and Jesus Christ. Estacio de Bruselas was the author, painter from La Orden de Santiago, succeeding Anton de Madrid, whose mark on the church remains in a fresco hidden behind the retable. Central nave and chapels. The separation of the apse and the rest of the church is made through a semicircular arch, from which there is an enlargement, giving the nave a bigger width than the apse. The mentioned nave is divided into 5 sections by thick pointed arches. At the foot of the nave, on the left side, it is the stair which gives access to the choir and the tower. 3 chapels are opened in the epistle side, our right part. They are communicated with the nave through side semicircular arches, framed by blind arches. The chapels are also connected to each other. The Gothic baptismal font is located in one of them. More specifically, in the one where the lattice is preserved.